anyone who came near. 32 years later, he found it hard to believe that for 32 years he'd wasted his career suing for past due accounts receivable, fender benders, slip and falls, and quickie divorces. He was still married to his first wife, a terrifying woman he wanted to sue every day for his own divorce, but he couldn't afford it. After 32 years of lawyering, Oscar Finley couldn't afford much of anything. His junior partner, and Oscar was prone to say things like, "I'll get my junior partner to handle it," when trying to impress judges and other lawyers, and especially prospective clients, was Wally Figg, age 45. Wally fancied himself a hardball litigator, and his blustery ads promised all kinds of aggressive behavior. "We fight for your rights," and "insurance companies fear us," and "we mean business." Such ads could be seen on park benches, city transit buses, cabs, high school football programs, even telephone poles, though this violated several ordinances. The ads were not seen in two crucial markets, television and billboards. Wally and Oscar were still fighting over these. Oscar refused to spend the money. Both types were horribly expensive, and Wally was still scheming. His dream was to see his smiling face and slick head on television saying dreadful things about insurance companies while promising huge settlements to injured folks wise enough to call his toll-free number. But Oscar wouldn't even pay for a billboard.